The Institute of Child Nutrition is proud to present iBites. Here you will learn about all aspects of child nutrition programs, from research to resources, from oral histories to best practices. Each iBites episode features a wealth of information to help promote the continuous improvement of child nutrition programs. I'm Dr. LaWanda Morse, the Associate Director of Grants at the Institute of Child Nutrition, and I will be your host. So today we have with us the Instructional Design and Training Specialist, Ginger Gregory. Hello,
Hi.
Ginger. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very excited to have you join us because we have some exciting and new things going on in your world.
We do, always.
So the biggest thing that we had come up was the new LMS, or Learning Management System.
Which we are saying it's the e-learning portal.
Oh, I like it. E-learning portal. That's very fancy.
Uh-huh.
We launched that back in
June 14th of 2017.
Oh, my gosh. So
it's just over a year
already. Mm-hmm. That seems like just yesterday.
It does.
That's crazy.
I know. A lot has gone on in the past year.
It has. Mm-hmm. So what precipitated us deciding it was time to get a new one?
Truly, we listened to our users, and they wanted something mobile friendly.
Okay.
And the old system was not. And that was probably one of the main things. There were a lot of issues that brought us to this conclusion for looking for a new one. But that was the main one. So we did a wide search that took a while and landed on the one that we're using now. And it's a company called Docebo.
Okay.
Out of Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so that is what
we've... I think it's very interesting that it was our customers that precipitated the need for the change.
We truly listened to them. Something I was going to speak on later, but I'll go ahead and...
Absolutely.
Well, I'll wait because...
Okay. You'll tease us.
Yes, I am going to tease you, but we truly do listen to them. All of the help desk emails, all of the help desk calls that come in, anybody that emails us directly, what we hear from at conferences, we listen to all that and we take it to heart. I want our e-learning portal to be the best for our users. And I think we all do.
Absolutely.
But as kind of the manager of the e-learning portal, I'm like, let's see how we can improve what we have. And so that was the first step, doing this really big search, finding a system that would work for our users. And then since then, we've launched courses. We did phase one and phase two, which entailed about 51 courses total. We have been listening to our users and seeing how we can improve those courses. So we wanted to go ahead and get a bunch of courses out as soon as we could to our users. We know that it was a kind of a hard time wiping clean everything and starting with only 24 courses when we had over 60 in our old system.
And it happened right during the summer when a lot of our customer base, I guess, is possibly looking to take some of the courses, getting ready for the fall.
It was tough, but we knew we were doing it for a good reason.
Sure.
And so we just said, bear with us. We're going to get you these courses back. After phase two's launched, we had 51 courses, and that's where we are right now. We're working on more courses. But from those two phases, we were listening to our users, and we have already done our first round of edits to these courses. If you went to ANC, you might have seen a postcard that says, "You asked, we delivered," and we bullet pointed all the things that they have asked for, and we have already updated in these 51 courses.
That's great. I'll tell you a personal story real quick.
Okay.
I did a training in Florida back in, I guess it was February.
Uh-huh.
And at the break, I had this lady come up, and my husband calls it the Mississippi game, where she came up and said, "You're clearly from the South based on your accent." And I was like, "Well, why would you say that?" But she goes, "Are you from Mississippi?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "Well, do you know where West Point is?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do."
Uh-huh.
And told her that my granddad actually worked there for
all of his life that I remember at Babcock and Wilcox. And she goes, you are kidding me. My husband and I retired from there. He worked at Babcock and Wilcox for X amount of time. Right? Yes. So anyway, all that to say, then she said, well, I have a complaint. And I said, okay. And so she was telling me about an issue she had with one of the assessments of the online courses. And so I said, okay, quick, I'm going to write, let me get something to write that down with. Uh-huh. I wrote it down and I said, and I will share it with the team when I get back. And she goes, y'all are really going to listen to me? I was like, yes, I will absolutely send it to them as soon as I get to my email or, you know, back to the institute. And she was just very appreciative that we take the time to listen to what they have to say. So I think that's great.
Yeah. So the first one, users can click through the courses at their own pace. And we've always promoted it as a self-paced course, and it is.
Right.
But slide by slide, users would have to wait till the audio completed before moving to the next slide. Whether they wanted to listen to the audio or not, you had to wait for that to play through.
Mm-hmm.
And so we heard that loud and clear, and we removed it. Every course you can click through as you want to. You certainly can listen to the audio. If you aren't listening to the audio, you can just click on through.
Oh, that's good.
So the next one is we've updated the instructions we found, and we're still learning, but we found some of the instructions that we had through the course were confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to make those more clear. So we updated the instructions throughout every course. And mind you, it's a lot of work.
I bet.
But we were determined to get it right. The next one is we took all of the videos out of the courses, threw them into YouTube, and now they're pulling in from YouTube, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So it makes the files smaller and quicker to load. And so those who have slower internet access, it won't take so long to load the courses.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, so I hope that will improve for everybody.
Because there's nothing more frustrating, especially if you're doing it, and this is all about making it more mobile friendly.
Right.
So you're on your phone and you're waiting on something to download and it takes forever and it's buffering or whatever. So that's great that'll help alleviate that problem.
Right. And because we put it in YouTube, we also have closed captioning on all of those videos.
Also great.
So that was another plus for using YouTube as our base for the videos. The other one is we enabled auto control in all the courses so that you can mute the audio if you want to. Phase one did not have this option.
Okay.
With phase two, we were learning and we added it. We went back to phase one and added that option on those courses.
When did phase two, I can't remember. Do you remember
I was out having a baby.
You sure were.
So I would say it was around November.
Okay.
Sometime towards the end of November, I think, is when they launched. And then this was huge. Everybody wants to be able to print a print version of the course. Now, that was something that we had in the old system, but said, we don't need that. We're trying to be more tech savvy, I guess, and remove the print-based because it's an online course. People really like to have that paper in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So we heard them loud and clear, and we added it back.
Oh,
so
great.
Now you can, in the additional resources section at the bottom of every course that you're in, you can go find the print version for each lesson.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that is there. And that's it for now. But like we said, we are still listening and we will deliver.
So we're currently in phase three.
Yes.
Is that right?
We have four courses in the works at the moment, but phase three will add more, I know. But right now we have four that I know. Let's see. That will be out soon. So the first one that will launch this week.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. What a great coincidence.
I know. We're going to finish out the third CACFP meal pattern course.
Okay.
It is child and adult meal pattern.
That's
and
exciting.
And we will launch it by the end of the week. Three others that will launch early fall are presentation fundamentals, tips for new speakers, effective goal setting using SMART goals, culinary math using whole numbers.
That's exciting.
I think they're all great courses. Yeah.
I can't wait to see those.
So I would say, early fall.
So is there a way if I'm a listener and I want to know what's coming up new. Do I get notified when those new ones are added? Do I just need to check into the catalog?
When a new course is added to the catalog, if you're signed up in our e-learning portal, you will get a notification that it's
okay.
There.
So, but I have to be a registered user, correct?
Right.
Okay. Is there an easy way to kind of explain how to become a registered user?
Yes. You can go to theicn.org.
Okay.
/e-learning.
And is that a forward-leaning slash or a backward-leaning slash? The top of it, which way does the top lean?
Forward.
The top lean's forward. Say I can never, I'm one of those weird people, like I need a visual. Like, tell me which way it's leaning. Don't
forward,
just give me a name.
Slash.
Okay.
Yep.
Forward. I don't know if that's the official name. It might be.
I think it is.
Is it? Okay.
The e-learning, theicn.org/e-learning.
Okay.
And then when you get there, you'll go to sign in and... If you're not signed in, if you're not registered already, there'll be a click here to register.
Okay.
Or you can just go ahead and sign in. Once you're signed in, you can go to the course catalog.
Mm-hmm.
It's the green box on your dashboard. Click that and then search. You can use a search bar, the filters to find the course you want. And then you click enroll.
Awesome.
To register for a course. And... You can certainly browse the catalog without logging in,
mm-hmm.
But once if you find a course on the catalog and you're not logged in, you click enroll, it'll prompt you to log in.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's say I was a user in the old system and, you know, I haven't done a course in a long time. Do I have to re-register in this new system?
Yes. We okay. started fresh just because I think we had so many users who were no longer active.
Sure.
In the old system. So we had, that was one of the tough decisions we had to make.
Absolutely.
But we decided to start fresh. So yes, all users will have to create new profiles. And we sent out multiple emails before
right.
we launched saying, hey, go get your certificates from the old system. Go get them before we shut this down.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, if you didn't get those notifications and you need a certificate from the old system, we can still pull them. Just contact us and we can do that for you.
And we can mention here a great way to contact you if they have trouble with any issues, whether they're technical or content, the help desk, right?
Yes, helpdesk@theicn.org, or you can call 1-800-321-3054, and we can help you there. We also have a great how-to page.
Awesome.
It is theicn.org/ e-learning-how-2. And this has a bunch of how-to questions on how to register, how to enroll, how to use a search
okay.
feature in the catalog, things like that. Anything you can think of that we could think of. And we also base these questions on what questions come through help
gotcha.
Desk. So we... added all this stuff there. We have a print version if you need a print version to give to your staff
mm-hmm.
or just to have next to you when you're trying to enroll or whatever. There's also a print version there, and we keep that updated. So that's a great.
And give us that link one more time.
It's theicn.org/e-learning-how-2.
And that's T-O?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
You can also find this on your dashboard once you're logged in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll start here. Before you log in, there's a help tab.
Oh, okay.
And you can find it there. Once you're logged in, you see your dashboard of all these colorful tiles.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom right one is your help, and it'll take you directly there.
Okay, awesome.
We kind of try to put it everywhere. It's also inside the courses.
Okay,
it's
very good. It's everywhere.
It
it's
is.
Everywhere.
Yep.
That's very good. So tell us a little bit about... the topics that are covered in the current, you said, 51 courses?
We have 51 courses in food safety.
Okay.
Child care, which is CSEFP.
Okay.
School nutrition. And then we have a general.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a webinar. I just had the conversation hot off the presses.
Oh, exciting.
We're going to start adding more webinars.
Oh, great.
To the system. So as soon as these webinars are happening, if you missed it, we're going to start putting them in online form and adding them to our catalog.
Oh, nice. So as a user, then I can get credit
mm-hmm.
because I can get a certificate once
get a
I
certificate.
Listen. Oh, yep. That's so exciting.
Yep. You can use your professional standard codes and your key areas. It'll count towards those too.
That's really good.
Yes.
Really good.
We're excited about that. Also, the first, I got a list of the top seven, but I'll tell you the top three.
Okay.
Courses taken, and they are by far the top three. I mean, the numbers are great. Food safety in schools.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two is food safety in childcare. And then number three is culinary techniques, the introduction to preparing healthy school meals.
Oh, wow.
Those are three. I really thought Nutrition 101.
I did. I kept waiting on you to say Nutrition 101.
It's number seven.
Interesting.
So food safety in schools, it was the enrollment at this point is 7,850. Nutrition 101, fourth edition, is at 3,098.
Very interesting.
I will have to say that Nutrition 101 did have the webinars for a while, and I should have gotten those numbers and tallied them.
Okay.
That might be the skew. I should have done that. But that's probably what it was, because for a while they were taking the webinars until we got the course launched.
I bet that part is part of that.
So it probably is up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was the number four is inventory management. Number five was culinary techniques, part two, the preparing fruits and vegetables. And six was carbohydrate counting.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's some surprises on there.
I thought so, too.
Very interesting.
I don't know if it had to do with what people were required to take this summer. Something, because carbohydrate counting kind of surprised me.
That one and then the second culinary techniques one really surprised me.
I don't know if they're, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm excited they're taking them.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It really is. I love hearing or seeing these numbers and knowing how many people are actually taking these and getting something from them. Whether they're taking them for pay raises, that happens a lot. They're taking them to move up in levels for S&A. They're just taking them to be able to feel comfortable in their job on a daily basis. We're helping these people.
Right.
And I love it. Yeah. And I love hearing in person at conferences, like you said. I love looking at the number and seeing it go up and up and up and up. Speaking of, total enrollments as of today, I took it right before I came up here.
So drum roll, please.
Yes. 94,248.
Wow.
Total enrollments in courses.
That's crazy.
Since June, so just over a year.
That is a huge outreach.
It is. It is, and that it just makes me happy. And then total completions of courses is 64,402.
That's awesome.
And I did not get the total of users.
Oh, maybe next time.
I know, next time. But yeah, it's a lot. And I mean, every time I log in, it just goes up and up and up, and I just love seeing it.
Yeah, that's neat.
Instant gratification.
So, you know, I think one of the things that's really neat about our e-learning portal, I'll get used to using that terminology, is the fact that you can take these courses anywhere you want. You can sit in your pajamas on your couch, and you don't have to finish it right then and there.
Right.
Like, you can do it on your own time frame.
Right. You can use the tablet now. Like I said, it's mobile friendly.
Nice.
Use your phone. You can certainly use a computer. You can stop where you can just shut it off. And when you get back, it'll start where you left off.
Oh, that's so good.
It is great. I'll have to mention, mobile friendly was huge to us.
I bet.
And so Docebo had this mobile friendly wet on the web, and they have an app, and they work the same. We are still waiting for them to implement some more things.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some limitations I would like to mention. I hate to mention the bad things, but
it's important to know.
It is. And this is also all over the help desk. I mean, the how-to page.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call help desk and we'll help you too. But some of those limitations are you have to register for a course on a computer.
Okay.
So if you know you're going to go to the airport and you want to start on a course, you need to go on your computer before you leave,
register
for that course.
Okay.
And then when you get to the airport, it'll be there.
Oh, very good.
You also have to, before that, you have to have a profile and create that on a computer.
Okay.
So create your profile and register for all the courses you might want to take while you're going to be away.
Is there a limit on the number of courses that I can be enrolled in at any one time?
Absolutely not. And if you enroll in one on accident, it does not matter.
Okay. It's nobody's going to call me and say, hey, you enrolled in this a year ago. Why haven't you done anything?
No, you might get reminders. Hey, you haven't finished this course, okay, but it's not going to hurt you in any way.
Got it.
And we can certainly unenroll you if you want us to. Just contact help desk and we can unenroll you, but it's not going to.
There's no negatives.
No negatives.
Got it.
You also, there's a survey at the end of the course that we really want your feedback. And so we use it as a requirement to receive your certificate. That survey is not available on a mobile device.
Okay. So I've got to start and finish a course on my computer, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. And that, and you also have to get your certificate on the computer. So okay, you can, anything in the middle, like you said, start and finish anything in the middle you can do on a computer.
Okay. Very good to know.
Yes. So there's a few others. Those are the main ones. If you want to see the full list, you can go to our how-to page.
Okay.
theicn.org/elearning-how-2.
Two-T-O.
That's right. or you can click on the blue box in your dashboard.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Is there anything else you would like to share with us about the e-learning portal?
A few other things I just wanted to mention. So we added a list, a printable list of all of our courses.
It has
the hours of instruction. It has the target audience. It has the professional standard codes and the SNA key area.
Nice.
So as we add a new course, we update that list and we've made a printable list.
Very good.
We thought that would be super helpful. It is in a couple places, but you can find it before you log in on a tab that's called... It is called Course List and Info.
Okay.
And, or once you're logged in on your dashboard, you should see a green bar that says click here for your printable list of all the courses and info. So you can get that there, and we keep those updated.
Very good to know. That would be a great way, like if I know, let's say I'm a director, and I know that my staff, we really need to brush up on our food safety skills. I could download that list, highlight every food safety course, send it out to my staff and say, hey,
pick one. Right.
These are your options.
Yep.
Okay. That's really good. I like that.
Yeah. We had a couple requests for lists and finally I was like, let's just make it available. Instead of me sending it to one person here and there, let's just make it available for everybody. That makes a whole lot more sense.
Yes. I like that.
Yep. Okay. And then, my badges, we haven't talked a whole lot about this. We've had a lot going on in the past year. There's a few things that the e-learning portal has that we haven't mentioned yet.
Okay.
One of them is your badges. So you can earn badges for completing courses. So you complete one course and you get so many. You complete a one-hour course to get 100 points. Two-hour courses, 200 points, and all the way up. And then if you complete 5 courses, you get 250. You complete 10 courses, you get 750, I think. And anyway, so there's like 10 or 11 badges that you can get
for
completing courses in the system. Well, I checked out the leaderboard today.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to give these people credit for completing so many courses in our system. So I have the top 3.
How exciting.
Bronze, silver, and gold.
Awesome. I'm ready.
So in bronze is Shirley Johnson from Louisiana.
Woohoo! Go, Shirley.
And she has 19,000 points.
That is huge.
Huge. And silver is Robin Worley from Tennessee.
Go, Robin.
And she is in second. By a couple hundred points, 19,100 points. And in gold,
drum roll, please,
is Sandy Delaney from Alabama.
Sandy Delaney, you're our gold star winner.
With 21,000.
That is amazing. That's a lot of points.
She's been busy. They all have been busy.
Yes.
So I think the leaderboard, if you click on View My Badges, it's one of the pretty tile boxes. You can go view your badges, and then you can also view the leaderboard, and it has the top 10.
So how fun would it be? So let's say I'm in a school, and we have to take X number of classes, at least online courses in the course of a semester or a year. Mm-hmm. If you had like your own like star board or leaderboard, yeah, to, and you could tally up the points.
It would be fun. And you, we, right now the leaderboard only shows the top 10.
Yeah.
But we could find out a way to figure out the points for each person in their district.
And, that would be so, yeah, neat.
It's really fun. And right now it's just for bragging rights. Yeah. But I have lots of ideas.
I could see a lot of this going a lot of places.
I feel like we should have some kind of prize in the future. Absolutely. So just stay tuned and keep learning.
I like it.
Yep. Keep on learning. Keep on taking those courses. And we're going to continue adding courses and webinars. Keep taking them. We love it. We love hearing your stories. We love hearing your feedback, good or bad. We want to keep improving for our users.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's say there is a course that I really liked or that I'd heard was really good in the old system, but I don't see it yet in the new system. Are all of those coming back, or is it really, we don't know?
We don't know.
Okay.
We hope. We have, when we split up the courses to decide, it was really an interesting process to decide what was going to go out first, second, third,
sure,
and then we'll see. It was based on the information and how much has changed and how much of review and revise needed to happen.
Absolutely.
We hear loud and clear some of the courses that aren't there. The no time to train courses.
Uh-huh.
People want those courses. Yeah. They just need to be reviewed and revised.
Okay.
And then popped out there. So it's a little bit more of a process than popping them out there. But we hear you. Like I said, we hear you, and we want to get those out there. And I know those are some big ones that aren't out there and do need to be completely reviewed and revised, because we want to provide you with the newest,
sure,
and most up-to-date information. So ET is on it, and education training, and we're on it, and we want to get those courses out to you.
So as an associate director in education and training, I'll tell you that if one of our listeners has a course that they absolutely loved and they're like, where did it go? I need a refresher. You can shoot any of us an email. I think our contact information may be on the website. I know there's about, yeah, us. I know there's that section. Peter's, mm-hmm, going to talk to us tomorrow about, yeah, the website. But if not, they can definitely use the help desk, and we'll get that information for they'll get the information to us in education and training to let us know what we need to work on.
Right. And speaking of no time to train, if you don't see an online course that was there,
mm-hmm,
you can go to our website and the materials are there.
True.
So you might not be able to take it as an online course, but if you need a quick no time to train little session to do,
good
with
reminder,
your train, it, those materials are on our website. Go to the search bar at theicn.org. Type in no time to train. Is that what it's still called, right?
Manager's Corner, I believe, is what they're now called. We can verify on that.
Okay. But those materials are still there. And or the updated ones are there.
Yep.
So we're waiting to get those in some kind of online form. But you can still get the material.
And I don't think we've used the big four-letter word today.
What is that?
Free.
It's free.
All free.
You're right. No charge to you at all.
For the online courses or the resources or the training materials that you download, all of that's absolutely free.
It's absolutely free.
That, I mean, how much better does it get?
Doesn't.
It doesn't. That's awesome. Well, Ginger, do you have anything else to share before we wrap up?
I think I've covered it all.
Well, this was a wealth of, I learned a lot.
Good.
So I appreciate you taking the time to chat with our listeners. And again, just a quick recap. If you need to reach out to us for anything, you can reach us at the help desk, which is?
Help desk at theicn.org.
Or
call us at 1-800-321-3054. Or go to our how-to page.
One more time.
theicn.org/elearning-how-2TO.
Awesome. Those are all great ways to get in touch with us if you have any questions or just want to know more about it. So thank you so much, Ginger, for taking time out of your busy
day
to help us out. And until next time.
Tune in next month for more iBites. And until then, remember, there's nothing more important than the health and well-being of our nation's children. This project has been funded at least in part with federal funds from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food food and nutrition service through an agreement with the Institute of Child Nutrition at the University of Mississippi. The contents of this publication do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, nor does mention of trade names, commercial products, or organizations imply endorsement by the U.S. government. The University of Mississippi is an EEOAA Title VI, Title IX, Section 504, ADA, ADEA employer. In accordance with federal law and U.S. Department of Agriculture policy, this institution is prohibited from discriminating on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, age, or disability. To file a complaint of discrimination, write USDA Director, Office of Civil Rights, Room 326W, Whitten Building, 1400 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 202-50-9410, or call 202-720-5964. USDA is an equal opportunity provider and employer.